The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nazir Daf Lamed Vov. Rounding out the discussion of Tam Keiker, of Taruvis of Isser Heter, and how the relationship of Isser and Heter, how they affect each other, the interplay, and how much, to what extent it asses up the pat. There's the Mishras, where the whole thing becomes also. We find it interesting, there's actually a few more interesting shittas I'd like to discuss. We find it interesting, a whole different shit in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Nezirus Perkei Halacha, that's also the opinion of the Rambam in Machlokes Asuras. We've discussed the idea that when something, a mashu of Issa falls into a pat of Heter, so we have the concept of Tam Keiker. The Ran says because it doesn't become part of a roif, so it's called Yidin Mechelev. The Chelev doesn't disappear. Rashi holds not that way. Rashi has the context that if it would not become part of, then it would be Mahapich, the whole part, to Issa. The Rambam says something else. The Rambam says that there is the concept of something tasting like Chelev and the Chelev becoming bottle. That's when you have a minute amount. When you have enough, listen to this, when you have enough in the pot, when it's concentrated, dense enough, that is the chelev in the vegetables, it's dense enough to create a ratio where you'd be able to eat a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, a normal kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. We know there's different shurim. When is it called that one eats iser? Let's say one nibbles a crumb, over 20 hours of a kezayis. Of course, one does not get malchus. He's eating less. What is the shear that's mitzvah to one ma'aser achila? Kedei achilas pras. The same way halacha l'shem sinai is that a ma'aser achilas kezayis. Halacha l'shem sinai also tells us that the shear of combining little pieces of eating into one unified ma'aser achila is b'chdei achilas pras. If it's 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 9 minutes, 5 minutes, depending on different shittas and who you ask. But in any case, whatever the shear is, b'chdei achilas pras, the Rambam says, if the iser is dense enough in the heter to be able to be eaten to the ratio of that, if one would eat the vegetables, he'd be ingesting a kezayis of machlokes asuros, of chelev, of vasmuchal, of nevelos, of treves, whatever it is. He'd be ingesting that enough that he'd be able to, and that he'd be able to eat normally, that is, a whole kezayis of treif, of vasmuchal, in eating the vegetables, that's when we say that it asks up the vegetables. If it's not that dense, if it's not dense enough that one could do a ma'is achila on the bosor, then one would not get malchus. If not only one get malchus, it would be mutter. The Rambam over here is min hakotza lakotza. On the one hand, he's telling us the Rambam does not hold that if the vegetables taste like chelev, that it becomes nepach leis. Does not hold what Rashi would understand to be the truth of Tam Keiker. He holds that it would not be nepach, he would have to eat a kezayis of the meat. But not only have to eat a kezayis of the meat to get malchus, the kezayis of the meat would define whether it becomes bottle. It's very hard to understand. Either it does become bottle or doesn't become bottle. It becomes or it doesn't become bottle based on how choshev it is in the pot. What's the difference? Whether it's dense enough to be able to eat a whole kezayis of the bosor. So Reb Chaim Brisker explains in the Sefer, hard to understand, but it's really the only thing to say in the Rambam. Reb Chaim understands that Tam Keiker is not like the Ran says, it's just deactivating the halacha bittul b'roiv. The way the Ran says, it's very straightforward. The Torah says that if something tastes like chelev, if it smells like chelev, if it sounds like chelev, it doesn't become bottle. It's here, it's nicker, like we said, the relationship of not being, of being nicker and not becoming bottle. Rash doesn't hold to that, we pointed out. The Rambam also doesn't hold it the simple context of because it's nicker, because you can taste it, it doesn't become bottle. No, that itself would not be seen, but not to become bottle. The chelev is rendered null and void in the pot of vegetables, it becomes bottle. The Torah was megala, Tam Keiker, it's a new pasuk. It's a new pasuk, it's not the regular machlokes asuros of eating chelev. What it is it's a new thing of eating tam iser. The Torah was megala, a new halach of eating tam iser. When is it called Tam? When was the Torah of Megala? The Torah is Megala in a pasuk of Tam Keiker, that if one has A kazayis, the Torah talks in terms of a kazayis, because that's always a ma'aseh achilu. Like we said, less than a kazayis is not a ma'aseh achilu, it's only starting the ma'aseh achilu. The Torah revealed a new kazayis hakosav, that if one has a taruvus of food that has the ability that can be eaten in eating a kazayis of macholos asuris, the Torah was mechadish a sort of a new iser. There's eating chela, that's one problem. A level B eating of chela is not eating chela, it's eating tam chela. The Torah said eating tam chela is a problem when you eat a kazayis of a chela. So when is it also? The Torah is only talking when you could actualize that eating of iser. It's complicated, but this is what Reb Chaim says. When was the Torah megala that it would be also to eat the tam of chela? When you can actualize that iser by eating a kazayis. Less than kazayis, not a ma'aseh achilu. I less than kazayis is a start of a ma'aseh achilu? Yeah, but it has to be possible to get to an achilu. It has to be a starting of a full ma'aseh achilu. If it can never get to a ma'aseh achilu, then it's not called eating. Similar to a shal, the place can want to know, what happens, let's say, if we eat a half a kazayis in the last of chometz in the last quarter of the second of Pesach? Would it be chasi she'os minatayu? Not poshut. Why? Because it's not chazal, it's terufi. It can't add up to a gazayis. The time the clock ran out, bzz, the buzzer went, it's always Pesach. He can't eat anymore. Over here, if it's not dense enough, and you can't get to the point where you'll be able to eat in a normal way, where it's not nachila gasa, a gazayis, you're never going to get to the point of eating to that extent. If you're never going to get to that point, the Torah didn't speak about it. Then it's not awesome because if it can't bottle. So Reb Chaim says in the Rambam. What I want to pull out of that, which is important, is that Tam Kikah is not just a way of saying there's no bitl memeli you eat in chelev. It's a new gzeis akosu, the same way you're not allowed to eat food which has a tam of chelev. You're not allowed to have chelev bitam. You're not allowed to have chelev bitam. This shita finds expression also in the shita of the Raiva, which is a different shita of the Rambam, but the rationale, the point of what the Raiva holds is the same. The Raiva has a country, it's called this a mashu, that's his psokim. Printed in the Teres Abayis L'Rajba of Machol Zasuris. And the Ravid says that even though Tam Ki Iker, the Halacha would be that Tam Ki Iker does not get Malkus. Even though the Torah was Megal the Tam Ki Iker, it's a new din, he says. And if it's a new din, it's not regular Chelev. According to the Ravid, it's regular Chelev. The Torah was on the Gal that doesn't bottle. It's reading Chelev. The Ravid holds that's not regular Chelev. It would become bottle. As far as chelev is concerned, as far as possible cholev in the pot of vegetables is concerned, it would become bottle. As far as the wine and the bread would be concerned, it would become bottle. The Torah was megala, a new issa called eating something that tastes like chelev, tastes like possible cholev. Okay, but it's a new halacha. The Torah made that into the same severity, the same choymer as a regular lav deraisa, you get malchus? No. So the Ravid is really coming from the same point of view like the Rambam. That's not a simple, okay, there's no bittul because it's nicker, therefore it's a regular eating chelev. Nope, it's a new halacha. The Rambam says if it's a new halacha, then it has to have the shear of being able to get to a regular ma'aseh chelev. That's a chiddush. That far the Ravid does know, but he holds that it's a new halacha. What's interesting is that there's another Ravid lishitase. There's a beautiful tzushtel, which gives a lot of clarity to a different Ravid. The Ravid says that Tam Ki Iker would be true on Macholos Asuros. One has a piece of chelev that falls into a pot of vegetables, like we said. So there's Tam Ki Iker. There would be a new issue. You wouldn't get Malkus, but there's a new issue of eating the vegetables that have a Tam of chelev, Ter Asurit. What happens to Basav Cholev? You have, let's say, a Chatichas Basav Cholev, a cheeseburger. And the cheeseburger fell plunk into a pot of cooked vegetables. It was belay the tam of basa b'cholav into the vegetables. Says the Ravid, l'choira, basa b'cholav, besides being machal zuzuz, is also yisur eno. Says the Ravid, no. Since it's only also with a new extension called tam ke'ikr, the Torah was only megala tam ke'ikr as far as yisur achil is concerned. The Torah didn't make it into regular basa b'cholav. It's gone. It's not regular basa b'cholav. It's bottle. It fell in. It disintegrated. It's bottle. Not like we said from the Rambam. Like we just said from the Rambam, the Ravid, Rashi, once on Rashi, it becomes bottle. Navas. The Torah was megala nu alochi. You're not allowed to eat vegetables that have a tam of basa b'cholav. The Torah was megala. You're not allowed to eat vegetables. It's not. That have a tam of basa b'cholav. It's not basa b'cholav. doesn't have Yisur Anah. Mashal Gila, Gila, Mashal La Gila, La Gila. The Torah didn't say that it also has Yisur Anah. This is debatable at this point. V'Halavanim, Doshtet and Ravid. It's clear that the Ravid holds that way. So this is another beautiful example of this. We have another Machlokes which speaks to the same rationale. The Machlokes between the Mukor Chaim, the classic Sefer in of the Nesivis on Hilchos Pesach, it's in Aruch Chaim, Tovim and Beis, with the Mekor Baruch, another one of the Gedolei Acharonim, they argue, would Tam Ki'ikir, sorry, the Machlokes I want to say is the Mekor Chaim, arguing with the Pri Chodesh, what happens if somebody has a piece of pot of vegetables, balur with the taste of chametz, so you're not allowed to eat it, because Machlokes says, but what if it would you be even a Bal Yiro? Let's say it's saturated with the taste of chametz. Is it chametz or is it just machal sasurus of chametz? The Torah says don't eat it because it tastes like chametz. Is it chametz? The Rabbi says not possible chametz. The Rabbi says no. The Makor Chaim says that's also not. The vegetables are not chametz insofar as Bal Yiro Bal Yemotz is concerned. It's also not Nisur Chilo. The machlokes, the first machlokes with the Makor Chaim with the Makor Baruch is a similar idea. What would be Tam Ki'ikr with if you're talking about, let's say, Chatik de Surah of Tumma, would it only make Isser? Or let's say if you're talking about Truma, it's not Negeta Zalachum Isser. Let's say if you're talking about Truma Tmei, would it also have the Din of Tumma? We would say, no, it's not that. It's not, it wouldn't have, let's say, a Nevela would fall and would the whole thing become Tumma? Well, no, it's bottled, it's gone. It's not here. It's a Halacha in Machol Zasurah. It's bottled, it's just Machol Zasurah. Would speak to the same Nakuta. So we see that a lot of Rishonim are using this rationale to say that no, that which falls into a pot of vegetables, the meat that falls in its bottle, there's a new thing called Tam Ki'ikr, the Rambam, the Ravid, like we're saying. Another Shita that's brought down, the Rosh, in Chulin, the Rosh in other places, the Rosh in Pesachim, brings down Rishonim Reb Chaim Kohen, one of the Balei Tosfos, that he said similar to the Rambam, where the only time there is Tam Ki'ikr is only when it's possible for it to express itself as a full Ma'aseh Achila. Because the Torah was Megala, new Macholos Asura is called Tam Ki'ikr. It's not Ikr, it's Tam Ki'ikr. But what he says it takes a step further. He says that if it would be to that extent of Tam Ki'ikr, where there would be enough, it would be saturated enough, that there would be a Kezayis B'chdei Achilas Pras, then not only would it be also to eat the vegetables because you're eating a Kezayis of meat, but then you'd get Malchus for eating the vegetables. I mean, say, he holds of Tam Ki'ikr, of Nepach Issa Leheter, if it's already something that has a Shem Machol Sasuris of Tam Ki'ikr, if there's enough that there would be an Isidir of Kedei Achilas Pras, you'd be able to eat a whole Kedei Achilas Pras, the whole Nepach, the whole thing would become Nepach Lisa. What's the discussion amongst the Paiskim is what would be if it would be less? Does he mean to say that it would be less, that it would become Bottle and Gansin? Or no, it would become Bottle and Gansin, but you wouldn't have Nepach. Again, it depends on the rationale of everything we're talking about. If we say the whole Tam Ki'ikr is not more than a new Gzeres HaKasu, and it's a new Gzeres HaKasu, we're not allowed to have anything that has a Tam. And because the Gzeres HaKasu says that has a Tam Visser, so has a Kazayis, but now the whole vegetable becomes something that has a Din Isser of Tam Ki'ikr, and that's why eating a Kazayis of the vegetable would be also. So then who says that if it has less than a Kazayis, because it has an Isser at all? You're telling me that it became bottled. It's only also because of a new distinct category called Tam Ki'ikr, not because it's Ki'ikr, not because it's Ikr, it's only Tam Ki'ikr. Well, maybe not. Maybe he holds off step number one that it doesn't become bottle, plus he holds that there's a new Machol Sasuris Dika Madrega called Tam Ki'ikr. So that's another Shita in the pot, no pun intended. To round off, the Balamorim Psochem Mem Gimel says something else which is interesting. He says that we know that Tam Ki'ikr is only when you taste it. This is halacha b'tel b'shishin. That's basic teruvis. That if it falls in and it's a minute amount and you can't taste it, then it becomes bottled to the heter. He says, but mishras, which is halacha of heter mitzvah l'Israel, over there, the wine would aser up the bread, even if it's a minute amount, you don't taste the wine. Chiddush, gevaldik chiddush. Mishras is not just another madrega of Tam Ki'ikr like we discussed in Rashi. Or this Nepach Isalat is not just another extension of Tam Ki'ikr. It's a whole different story. There's one halacha of Tam Ki'ikr where it's Tam because it gives taste. You can taste it. There's another halacha of Etim Tzav Lesa. You're eating bread that has in it wine. We don't say Bittu Beroiv. probably the rationale is something like we said, that the wine is not chaticha, it's not a cheftza disur, that becomes bottled in the bread. They're both heter. It's one sandwich. It's one taruvis. There's no contrast over here between this and heter. There's no bittel. There's two things that are mutter. The wine is mutter. It's not a cheftza disur. The bread is mutter. It's a chiddush disur, but maybe that's what the Balamar hold. But if they're put together, that's called you're eating bread that has a taste. I was about to say that has a taste of wine. It's not true. It doesn't have a taste of wine. You're eating bread that has any wine. This is a tremendous chiddush of Balamar. More the Rishonim argue. Again, the point is, like we just said, that taruv is when two things are contrast to each other. One is mavatl the other. Mashenki, if you're talking about the wine with the bread, the wine and the bread are not mavatl each other. Adirav. Says the issue of the Torah is to eat bread saturated with wine. They're not stirred, they complement each other. It makes one achila that has in it the wine. So you don't have to taste the wine. It's no bittel. Once it's no bittel, you don't have to taste the wine. The only reason why you have to taste the wine is in order that it should be nicker, that it shouldn't become bottle. In order that it should be still an issa. But if we say that there is no bittel, it's not shaykh bittel, because there is no contrast between the two of them, once you don't eat bittel, so then maybe it's also, even though you can't taste it. It's a chiddush of the Balamar, the other Rishonim don't hold. So I think we've given a pretty clear picture of the different stodim of Tam Kikin. This, actually, we're learning Nozir, but this, as far as Machol Zazur is concerned, these few daf are the main dafim, almost in Shaz, for discussing this sugya, which is why it was necessary to put down somebody and say this, but this is really a sugya rechova and the basis of all taruvs, all of Yerideyev, of Hilchas Taruv.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.